Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this, the last in our present series of Sunday Half Hours with me, the Reverend Alec Noble of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Let's make this a Christmas special. So just to put us in the mood, here is Mistletoe and Wine by Cliff Richard.
The child is a king. The carolers sing, the old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow, fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy ever after, ours for the taking, just follow the master.
Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Time to rejoice in the good day. that we see.
Mistletoe and wine, turkey, tinsel and trees, eat, drink and be sick, parties and presents. What's it all about? At the risk of sounding like Scrooge or a grumpy old man, don't you think that when it comes to Christmas, we, I mean society, have lost the plot, lost perspective? Look at the money spent at Christmas. What is indulgence and overspending and going into debt in order to spoil the children got to do with the birth of a baby in a poor stable? The Christmas crackers are enough to drive anyone crackers. For example, what is Father Christmas's wife called? Merry Christmas. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizza? Deep pan, crisp and even. It's enough to make you groan, is it not? And Christmas Day itself's a bit of a joke. It's like a football match, a day of two halves, as they say. In the first half of Christmas Day, you play with the kids and you stuff the turkey. By the second half of Christmas Day, you play with the turkey and you stuff the kids. And after Christmas, things can only get worse. Listen to this one, the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, I'm glad we bought fresh turkey and a proper Christmas tree. On the second day of Christmas, much laughter could be heard as we tucked into our turkey, a most juicy bird. On the third day of Christmas, we had people from next door. The turkey tasted just as good as it had the day before. Day four, relations came to stay. Poor Gran is looking old. We finished up eating Christmas pud and ate the turkey cold. On the fifth day of Christmas, outside the snowflakes flurried, but we were nice and warm inside, for we had our turkey curried. You're getting the idea, huh? On the sixth day, I must admit, the Christmas spirit died. The children fought and bickered, and we ate turkey rissoles fried. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave a wince when we sat down at table and was offered turkey mince. Day eight, our nerves were getting frayed. The dog had run for shelter. I served up turkey pancakes with a glass of Alka-Seltzer. On day nine, our cat left home. By lunchtime, Dad was blotto. He said he'd had to have a drink to face turkey risotto. By the tenth day, the wine had gone, except for our homemade brew. As if that wasn't enough, we suffered turkey stew. On the 11th day of Christmas, the Christmas tree was molting. The mince pies were as hard as rock, and the turkey was revolting. On the 12th day of Christmas, Dad smacked his lips. The guests had gone, the turkey too, and we dined on fish and chips. Well, from that note, let's turn to John Lennon and Yoko Ono singing Happy Christmas, followed by Band Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young,
a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So this is Christmas.
Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Christmas has many faces. That song by Band Aid reminds us it's not a time of undiluted joy. It's a stressful time for everyone, even at its happiest. Christmas is also a lonely time for many people who are separated from their loved ones. Christmas is a sad time of grief for those mourning the loss of a loved one. As a minister, I alternate between Christmas parties and services, and also going to funerals and hospitals. It's emotionally quite confusing, and sometimes I'm a dead duck at the parties and the life and soul of the funerals. This Christmas, accident and emergency departments will be quite busy. This Christmas, there'll be homeless people like Mary and Joseph. This Christmas, there'll be people working like the shepherds. This Christmas, there'll be others travelling far from home like the wise men. So please spare a thought for all those less fortunate folk than ourselves. All of this poses a deep question. What is Christmas all about? Here are some answers. Christmas is a joyful time in the bleak midwinter. A time of light and warmth in the dark and cold. Crowded shops like commercial cathedrals. Shoppers with overdrawn faces and overdrawn bank accounts to match. The season of Santa Claus. A Christian festival of praise and worship. fun and games and parties. A sad and lonely time for those mourning the loss of a loved one. Holidays and holy days, families and friends, turkey, tinsel and trees, cards and letters from near and far, lessons and carols and plays, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services, the social event of the year, a time to give and a time to get, a time to eat, drink and be merry, a time of greater goodwill than usual, a time of hope, a time for terrorists and crooks, soldiers and politicians to give it a rest, a time when all round the world, millions of people in many cultures all join together in praise of the baby of Bethlehem. A time when we join in a celebration that's gone on for over 2,000 years. According to the Bible, Christmas is the most important event in the history of the world. Quite a claim. God, the creator of the world, the universe, you and me, came down to earth, was born as a baby in a stable in Bethlehem, lived as Jesus of Nazareth. He preached, taught, healed, did miracles, made friends and enemies. Above all, he died on the cross, bearing the sin and punishment of the whole world, including you and me, and then he rose from the dead. Now, together with him, you and I have a clean new start, like being born for the second time. Our sins are all dealt with on his cross, and now he is alive again with us. He helps you and me to live better. So Christmas is a time to remember the birth of Jesus, our eternal God. Christmas is a time to welcome him into our messy stables. Christmas is a time to experience and celebrate our own rebirth, thanks to him. So let's celebrate with Matt Monro singing Mary's Boy Child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing, the music seems to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear the child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they found a little nook in a stable so forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little child was born. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, that Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forever. Because of Christmas Day, trumpets sound and the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Now I would like to send you a Christmas card by radio. Michael Card, that is, an American gospel singer. He's put the whole life of Jesus to music under the title The Life, appropriately enough. So here are three songs from it which beautifully explain what Christmas is all about. The first one is called The Promise and reminds us that Jesus fulfilled all the promises of God in the Old Testament. We get the message of what the real meaning of Christmas is from all the Christmas carols that we sing. In one word, it is God is with us, Emmanuel, or God incarnate in flesh and blood. Listen to this. Child in the manger, infant of Mary, outcast and stranger, Lord of all. Infant holy, infant lowly, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Or once in Royal David City, He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, lived on earth our Saviour holy. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. See in yonder manger low, low within a manger lies He who built the starry skies. O little town of Bethlehem, how silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. God is with us. That's the meaning of the word Emmanuel, which is the title of the next song by Michael Card.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive, a human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nations, a light for all to see.
and hope for all who will embrace his warm reality.
Lord Jesus, when you looked up from your manger, you saw an exhausted mother struggling to cope. You saw a worried father bewildered and buffeted with surprises, a harassed innkeeper rushed off his feet. You saw shepherds worshipping you, believing they were the luckiest folk in the world. You saw wise men acting foolishly, bowing down to you, a poor baby. You saw a tired donkey licking his sore feet. You saw local people busily passing by, preoccupied with their own business. You saw a star shining, as if it was shining just for you. Lord Jesus, when you look down today from heaven, you still see mothers struggling to cope, fathers worried about the future of their children, harassed business people dying in the attempt to make a living, ordinary working people who feel privileged beyond their expectations, wise people bowing down to you and worshipping you, tired and weary travellers licking their wounds, people passing you by preoccupied with their own trivial business, stars shining for you since you created each one of them. Lord Jesus, help us to understand more the great mystery of Christmas, of the Incarnation, of the wonderful exchange, of how you who were rich, for our sake became poor, so that through your poverty we might be made rich. Help us to understand the great mystery of how you, the all-powerful God, were a tiny baby. You, the infinitely wise God, was gurgling in a manger. You, the holy, perfect God, became helpless and dependent. The judge of all the earth, chased by Herod. The great creator, a little newborn creature. The giver of life, breathing your first breath. No wonder, like the humble shepherds, the wise men, and all, we fall at your feet and we worship you, baby of Bethlehem, carpenter of Nazareth, crucified of Calvary, King of kings, God of gods. Well, all that remains for me to say is I wish you all a very happy Christmas time. May you experience Jesus in your stable this Christmas, and may God wonderfully bless you in the new year 2008, when all of us in 3TFM, your local radio station, will be back with you, God willing, around February or March. So let's finish by celebrating the child with Michael Card. Celebrate the-